in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the RAIN report for the week of June 18th, 2004, audio bandwidth for which is being underwritten by CQ Communications. From my summer cottage in the mountains of Pennsylvania, I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. Gordon West, WB6NOA, has become one of ham radio's greatest cheerleaders and writers. Gordo and fellow CQ-VHF columnist Ken Newbeck, WB2AMU, author of 6 Meters, The Magic Band, have teamed up to put out a book about VHF propagation. This softcover CQ Communications publication is entitled VHF Propagation, A Practical Guide for Radio Amateurs. RAIN's Hap Holly, KC9RP, managed to catch up with Gordon, a feat in itself, to learn more about his new book.
Ken and I have been together for some time on the air, talking regularly on 6 Meters from coast to coast, Hap, during band openings. And it was at a event about 2 years ago in New York, sponsored by the Long Island Amateur Radio Club, that we decided we needed to do more than talk about 6 meters and 2 meters propagation to our students, but actually demonstrate to them how some of these sounds could go so far over the airwaves. So, first of all, Ken has a tremendous amount of knowledge on the 6-meter band, so he pulled together all of his past records and talked all about 6-meter band openings. And because I did a lot on 2 meters and higher, I pulled together my record. So between the two of us, we explain how long-haul propagation for the 6 and 2-meter and higher bands take place. There have been some excellent VHF and UHF propagations published in the past. And, of course, the RSGB book on VHF and UHF propagation from England is one of the top-notch books. All of the books in the past have been very, very technical, and they do an excellent job for the technical reader to describe how some of the propagation characteristics take place. But we found that today's radio operators want to know more how to take advantage of this propagation as to the density of the ionosphere and more of the hard-to-visualize areas to understand. So the way we wrote the book is in a very light and airy way to explain all the technical sides of long-range propagation on 6 meters, 2 meters, and the higher bands, but not in an overly technical way, but we do give plenty of technical charts in the book for those that want to get technical. There are plenty of drawings, plenty of charts, plenty of band-by-band guides, plenty of operating aids to visualize exactly when and where long-range propagation might occur on each one of these bands. CQ, from what we have seen in the past, has had a terrific lineup of how-to books, how to get the most out of ham radio. And they've had some good books in the past on VHF and UHF propagation, but these books were, to our knowledge, about 10 to 20 years old. And what we wanted to do was to bring a fresh new look at VHF and UHF propagation and talk more about some of the things that have happened near future, as well as some of the things that have happened just a few months ago that we've not had printed in the past. We've learned a lot more about the peak of solar cycle 23. We've learned a lot more about VHF and UHF propagation via aurora, thanks to the University of Fairbanks, Alaska, that have made to us some great propagation studies. We've learned a lot about what happens up in the ionosphere, thanks to the high-altitude aurora research project. That's the HARP project. We've combined some of these newer-found information into the new book.
You know, I've read about the HARP project a little bit, but don't know much about it. How does that tie in with VHF propagation?
It ties in with their investigations of the ionosphere at different frequencies. And about 4 years ago, I had an opportunity of going up to the HARP facility and actually seeing how they monitored some of their very powerful radio signals via a spectrum analyzer. And it was through my tour of HARP that gave me a good idea as to what happens at signals at 50 megahertz and higher as they enter the ionosphere. All about radio refraction at its best.
So you cover some of that in non-technical terms in your book?
We certainly do. In fact, to make the book even more exciting, Ken and I have produced also sound bites that are on a companion CD-ROM, and this one-hour audio CD-ROM gives listeners a great idea to listen to hear the difference between aurora, between FAI, between transequatorial propagation, F2 skip, F1 skip, double hop, E-layer skip. They hear it all on this one-hour CD that can be ordered along with the book.
Is the book actually on the CD in text files?
The CD-ROM actually contains just audio files, 1 hour of audio explaining the different VHF and UHF band conditions and how to recognize them. It does parallel portions of the chapters of the book, but the CD-ROM is a standalone. And my narration on the CD-ROM keeps the listeners up to date on exactly where in the book they might learn more about this particular type of propagation that they're listening to. While the CD-ROM is great, it really must be the companion to the book that goes into detail about each and every one of the propagation modes.
How large is the book, Gordo, and can you give me an idea of what the format is like?
The book HAP is about 125 pages, and it is your typical bigger than a pocketbook, about a 5x7 format. And the book is laid out in individual chapters that first talks about the troposphere and the ionosphere. Then we talk about what line of sight is and how to calculate line of sight. And then the book goes right into the study of 6 meters, 2 meters, 222, 432, 1200 and higher, as those bands propagate either off of tropospheric ducting, sporadic E, aurora, meteor scatter, the F2 layer, transequatorial propagation, even signals that bounce around off of the AMSAT satellites that are up in space.
Is there any thought to making the book available as an audio book?
If we were to do this, we would have to probably go to an MP3 format, because if we were to read the book, it would probably be about 3 to 4 hours of audio. Down the line, if there's enough need for that, I'm happy to, because as you know, we do all of our amateur radio training guides in an audio format. That way, we're able to reach all of the different audiences that would rather listen to me rather than read over the book.
Can I go somewhere on the internet to read any excerpts from the book?
You may be able to read excerpts in the book soon at the CQVHF website, although right now they just have information about the book at this time. Ken and I certainly appreciate, as well as CQ Magazine, your coverage of this brand new book all about VHF propagation. And we hope that your Rain Report listeners will learn a lot from the book. We are hoping that the many ham radio dealers throughout the country will also pick up the book and put it on the newsstands, because it's got a great cover of an aurora by K7JA, Chip Margelli, on the front of the book, and some great aurora shots that both of us took, plus some tropo shots on the back of the book in full color.
Hap Holly, KC9RP, speaking with Gordon West, WB6NOA, co-author of VHF Propagation, A Practical Guide for Radio Amateurs, a new book published by CQ Communications. A link to CQ can be found on the opening screen of rainreport.com and on our site's mentioned page. The Rain Report is copyright 2004 Rain, all rights reserved. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ.